KJAN Sports.
Time for Check of Sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by LGZ for all of your home improvement or outbuilding needs. Well, the boys' state basketball tournament gets underway now. The girls finished theirs up over the weekend. Now it's the boys' turn to start their week-long tourney trek. In Class 1A quarterfinal round action today, that'll get the tournament started. It'll be Gladbrook-Rhinebeck facing Nottoway Valley in the opener at 10:30 this morning. Gladbrook-Rhinebeck, the top seed at 25-0. Nottoway Valley, eighth seeded at 19-6. Getting into the tournament lid lifter this morning. After that, at 12:15, it'll be Belle Plaine versus Earlham. That's number 4 versus number 5 in the seeding. Third-seeded Maple Valley will play the 2 o'clock matchup this afternoon, facing off against 6th-seeded South O'Brien. And then in the 3:45 contest, it'll be number 2 seed Danville facing 7th-seeded West Hancock. Two more games tonight on the schedule. The 6:35 matchup this evening in Class 2A has number 4 seed Forest City facing 5th seeded Trainer. Forest City 23-2 on the year. Trainer is 21-3 on the season. At 8:15, it'll be top seeded Applington Parkersburg at 24-1 battling 8th seeded Woodward Academy. They're 16-7 on the season. That'll be the late game today. 4 1A quarterfinals and a couple of 2A quarterfinals getting today's action underway in Des Moines. Over the weekend in girls action Saturday night, the last of the three championship game, or the last three championship games in the girls tournament finished up the week-long tourney. In Class 4A, Taylor Frederick had 17 points and teamed with Jess Shaven to dominate play around the basket as Harlan beat Western Dubuque 56-46, winning its second straight Class 4A state championship. Top-ranked Harlan's victory in the battle of unbeaten teams came with little drama and capped an impressive run through this year's tournament. The Cyclones won their first two games at state by 23 and 26 points before their solid victory over number 2 Western Dubuque, which also lost to Harlan in last year's state finals. Shaven added 14 points, 9 rebounds, and 6 blocks. Ellie Claver had 11 for Harlan as they ran their two-year winning streak to 52 games. Riley Jacobson had 24 points, and number 2 Waukee capitalized on top-ranked West Des Moines Valley's shooting woes as they beat the Tigers 72-58 Saturday night, winning the Class 5A state championship. And Allie Fay scored 20 points and hit 3 three-pointers during a big second-half run that carried Nevada to a 58-54 victory over Pocahontas area in the girls' Class 3A state championship game. Well, the Hawkeye 10 Conference has announced its all-conference girls basketball selections for the 2014-15 school year. There were 5 unanimous selections to the first team, 2 of them helping Harlan win the state title. Taylor Frederick, the junior forward, and Jess Shaben, the senior center, both were unanimous selections to the first team. Joining them on the first team as unanimous picks were Kate Walker, a senior from Red Oak, Serena Parker, a senior from Shenandoah, and Maria Dentlinger, senior from Kemper Catholic. Other first-teamers include Paige Beacom of St. Albert, Taylor Wagner of Harlan, and Sydney Nielsen of Shenandoah. Second-team selections in the all-conference squad include Aaron Olson, a junior from Atlantic, along with Jade Ramoses of Clarinda, Hallie Darrow of Glenwood, Kirsten Bauer of Kemper Catholic, Jordan Moser from Harlan, Megan Holt of Lewis Central, Taylor Briley of Creston, Grace Blomstead of Red Oak. Also honorable mention selections include Jenna Taylor of Creston, Ellie Claver of Harlan, Natalie Mostick of Creston, Jackie Ingram of Denison, Madison Paulson of Lewis Central, Logan Ehlers of Shenandoah, Alyssa Carley of St. Albert, Abby Brown of Clarinda, Danica Lucy from Glenwood, Jana King of Glenwood, Tiffany Williams of Atlantic, and Kai Madsen of Lewis Central on the honorable mention squad. On college basketball, Seth Tuttle had 15 points, 9 rebounds, and 3 assists to lead number 11 Northern Iowa back from an 18-point first-half deficit, and they beat Illinois State 69-60 in the Missouri Valley Conference Tournament Championship game yesterday. Nate Buss added a dozen points, and the Panthers took control with a 25-4 run that erased a 36-22 deficit at the break. Jeremy Morgan had three three-pointers in that run, and Tuttle, the Valley player of the tournament and the tournament MVP, added 8 points, often getting loose from constant double teaming. Deshaun Knight had 16 for 4th-seeded Illinois State, which needed a win to make the NCAA tournament for the first time since 1998. Knight had 25 points in the Redbirds' semifinal upset of top-seeded Wichita State. Northern Iowa won the title for the third time in 7 years. They've won 19 of their last 20 games as they improved to 30-3 on the season. Elsewhere in the top 25 yesterday, the top two teams in the Big Ten Conference ended their regular season schedules on an up note. Frank Kaminsky scored 20 points, and sixth-ranked Badgers ended a 16-2 conference campaign by hammering number 23 Ohio State 72-48. Bronson Koenig touched off a 16-0 run in the first half, or in the second half, with a couple of three-pointers to help Wisconsin tie a school record for league wins. Koenig had 15 points. Nigel Hayes had 10. The Badgers improved to 28-3 on the season. The Terrapins finished 14-4 in their first Big Ten Conference schedule by downing Nebraska 64-61. Mello Trimble scored 21 points, and Dez Wells capped his 18-12 rebound performance by draining a big basket with 8.8 seconds left. Also in the top 25, number 22 SMU clinched its first league regular season title in 22 years, taking the American Athletic Conference crown with a 67-62 win over Tulsa. Marcus Kennedy scored 12 of his 16 points in the second half, helping the Mustangs improve to 24-6. In football news, Kansas City Chiefs linebacker Tom Bahali has agreed to restructure his contract, freeing up salary cap space that the club is using to pursue wide receiver Jeremy Maclin. That's according to two people who are familiar with that situation. They spoke to the Associated Press anonymously. Holly would have counted $12 million against the salary cap in the final year of the $57 million five-year contract that he signed before the 2011 season. Maclin appeared poised to reunite with Chiefs coach Andy Reid, who traded up to grab him out of Missouri in the 2009 draft. ESPN.com reported that Maclin will sign with Kansas City when the NFL's free agency period begins tomorrow. Well, the Philadelphia Eagles have made up for the loss of running back LeSean McCoy and added depth to their secondary. Two people familiar with the move say five-time Pro Bowl running back Frank Gore and cornerback Byron Maxwell have agreed to contracts with the Eagles. Those deals can't be announced until the NFL's new season begins tomorrow afternoon. Gore leads the San Francisco 49ers as the franchise's all-time leading rusher after 10 seasons. Maxwell started 17 games for the Seattle Seahawks over the last two seasons and played opposite All-Pro cornerback Richard Sherman. Newly acquired running back LeSean McCoy has a new big money contract with the Bills just days after being acquired from Philadelphia. His agent says McCoy has accepted a five-year, $40 million deal that will make him the NFL's highest-paid running back, although just $26.5 million is guaranteed. The trade and McCoy's new contract won't take effect until the new NFL season begins tomorrow afternoon. Running back Chris Johnson and another passenger were shot in the shoulder, and the driver of the vehicle was killed while stopped at a traffic light in Orlando Saturday night. Johnson and the other passenger, Reggie Johnson, were in stable condition at a hospital yesterday. Sheriff's deputies say another vehicle pulled up to the Jeep the men were in and opened fire. The Jeep's driver, Drekeus Orico Johnson, was killed. Johnson is expected to make a full recovery. He spent last season with the New York Jets and becomes a free agent tomorrow. A defending NASCAR champion Kevin Harvick picked up his first victory of the season following back-to-back runner-up finishes. He led 142 of the 267 laps in beating Martin Truex Jr. at Las Vegas Motor Speedway yesterday. Harvick has six consecutive top two finishes dating to last season. Ryan Newman finished third and was followed by Dale Earnhardt Jr. in a Chevrolet sweep of the top four spots in that race. And in golf, Dustin Johnson earned his ninth PGA victory and moved to number six in the world by capturing the Cadillac Championship at Doral. Johnson was flawless on the back nine, shooting a 3-under 69. He had a 9-under total for a one-stroke victory over J.B. Holmes, who stumbled in the final round. Holmes lost a five-shot lead as he closed with a 75. Masters champion Bubba Watson opened with four birdies in seven holes to lead by two shots, only to make three bogeys in a four-hole stretch on the back nine. Watson was two strokes back in that tourney. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by LGZ. Give Levi a call at 712-249-6648 or John at 712-249-9086. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.